Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is an interesting question here. Your major source of information about the Mothman in Lake Tonawanda, New York, dates back to the newspapers of the day. Is there any cultural memory, like someone says, well, my great-grandfather or my grandfather told me all about this?
Not that I have been able to find. I have put out feelers via social media, you know, things like that. I've asked around the Historical Society in North Tonawanda if anybody has any information like that. But sadly, I haven't been able to get anything like that yet. I'm never going to give up on that, though. Say yet.
What does Brian Young, to put you in the third person, what does Brian Young think about the Mothman of 1920?
I think there was something bizarre that people were seeing, whether it was paranormal or could have been something blown away from one of the factories at the time that just took a while to make its way through town and get away. But I do believe that people saw something that they didn't know what it was. And what our minds do when we don't know what it is, we make up what we think it is. It's a Mothman. It's a native chief. It's a scarecrow.
Was the word Mothman used then in the newspapers?
No. The primary description is flying scarecrow is what it's most commonly referred to. Mothman, a lot of people have given it the Mothman moniker after the John Keel book.
Think of all the things John Keel brought us. He, along with Gray Barker, brought us the Men in Black. He, along with Ray Barker, never profited from the Men in Black movies. Have you done any other Mothman-like searches?
I've always been fascinated with Point Pleasant because I read the Mothman prophecies. Probably the first time I read it, I was 12 years old. And it was one of those books that I tell people all the time, as a skeptic, who gets yelled at by paranormal researchers and people for being too skeptical. That book was a life changer. You know, reading the Mothman prophecies at 12 years old does change your life. And it is, to this day, one of the greatest books ever written on any topic of the paranormal.
Now, John Keel was a very, very interesting character. I met him a number of times. I had a magazine on UFOs and the paranormal out in the 70s and 80s, and he wrote articles and occasional letters with a very sardonic humor. I met him in New York City. He used to co-host the New York Fortean Society meetings with Tim Beckley. I don't know whether Tim Swartz was ever there or not. I don't remember you, Tim.
No.
You missed a lot. I had so much fun going to that. It was held on East 30th Street in Manhattan, and there was this Korean deli with a salad bar to which we'd go for an early dinner. Keel made big hay of Mothman. It was the one book that really, really made him money because they bought it and made a fictional version of it for a motion picture. That did so-so. With Richard Gere playing a composite of a character named John Klein, that was partly based on John Keel. So John Keel could go around saying, hey, Richard Gere played me.
I remember when that movie came out, I was so excited because, like I said, it was a game changer, that book. And I went to see the movie, and I was so angry and mad at that movie that it just bothered me. And I watched it about 10 years after it came out. And I actually appreciate the movie for what it is a lot more now than I did it. But movie's not horrible.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, I, the same way with me. You know, I went, you know, well versed in the book and went and saw the movie, and it's like, oh, what did they do to this thing? But then, you know, like you, I saw it again later, and just for, you know, if you go and separate the two, you know, the book it was supposedly based on and then and the movie itself. It does a really good job with that creepy, paranoid atmosphere.
It does, and Gere's good in it, which is saying a lot because he's really not in most of his films.
Well, it's true, it's true. And, you know, I mean, they bring up some interesting things in the movie, you know, like the strange phone calls and things like that, which, you know, more than likely, you know, Keel himself was being hoaxed. But in the movie, you know, it's Ingrid Cole, who's supposedly, you know, making the phone call.
Which they combine two parts of the book for that, too.
So. Right.
Of course, the legend here is possibly one of the hoaxers contacting Keel, well, two of the hoaxers were Jim Moseley and Gray Barker, some major figures of the UFO field who, amongst other pursuits, engaged in playing pranks on people. Now, Gray Barker wrote a book about Mothman called The Silver Bridge. Did you ever read that one?
I have, yeah.
Now, that's, of course, we call that fact fiction.
Yes.
If we're going to be precise about it. But now, having spent time reading these books and being interested in Mothman, the real Mothman, what's your take on it? What should we know about it that maybe we didn't know?
That's such a tough one. The intellectual side of me says, you know, I think there may have been some kind of large crane that had gotten maybe some nuclear radiation or something on it from the TNT area that kind of made it bigger or deformed, and that's what people might have been seeing.
It sounds like the Godzilla theory.
Yeah, I mean, it's, think about the TNT area and what do we really know to this day what's buried there? So we don't. And have you seen some of the creatures in Chernobyl now? Not pretty. But the other part of me is like, there's so much weirdness that surrounded all the events at once. I think people went into paranormal overload and they started equating things together. I think it's a fascinating legend. I think it's an amazing story. I think it makes for a fun read. I think that people might read a little too much into it, though, connecting everything together. I think if you separate the UFO sightings from the Mothman sightings from the bridge collapse, you have a better picture of what it was. Trying to put everything together, I think, just muddies the water.
Was that John Keel's fault?
Yes and no. I mean, it's his fault because his book was so darn good. But it's not his fault because he wasn't going to write three books and three things were happening. Yeah, I mean, let's blame him, but say I don't want to blame him because the book is just too good.
Remember, too, that John Keel subscribed to a unified field theory for UFO phenomena. And that is, all these things going on were manifestations of something related to the same thing.
Yeah. He did believe that. I tend not to, to go that far with it, so.
Well, I think though, that in the Point Pleasant area at that time, people were still going to see these things, have these experiences, with or without John Keel.
Let's do our break here, with or without Gene and Tim And Brian, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Tim Swartz, I'm going to ask you a quick question because of last week's episode featuring James Fox, director of Moment of Contact and the Phenomenon. I know at the time we did the show, although you were familiar with the 1996 UFO crash, creature sightings in Virginia, Brazil, have you had since an opportunity to see the film?
Yes, I have.
before we get back to our guest, Brian Young, what's your take on it?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I mean, I always enjoy James films. This one, you know, like rather than the Phenomena, which covered all kinds of different cases, his new one just deals with this possible UFO crash and creature sightings and possible capture in Brazil. So, I mean, I think that he really did. I mean, it was very well done. I mean, you know, he actually did his homework, and they, you know, spent years contacting these witnesses and convincing them to come on to camera. And to me, it says a lot about some of these cases when you have witnesses, you know, how many years later, still saying that, yeah, you know, we had these experiences, you know, rather than, you know, like, ah, no, we were just kids, you know, having fun with things. It's like the African sightings with the school children. I mean, they were interviewed years later after they were adults, and all the ones that they could find still agree that they had an unusual experience. So, I mean, to me, to include things like that in his film, you know, it that means a lot.
And for those who haven't seen Moment of Contact, there's a segment towards the end of the film where James Fox and his crew are nearly shot at.
Yeah, that's a powerful scene, and once again, you know, all these years later, and this case is still evoking these kinds of emotional responses from the people who were supposedly involved in it.
Well, there's this one where a witness to the actual crash of the UFO guides James and his crew to the location near a house, a white house, not that white house, but a house with the exterior in white. And the first time he does this, he misses the location. Then they hone in on the location. They get to that location. He leaves the vehicle and breaks down in tears, having found it. That was probably the most compelling part of the film.
Yeah, it's, you know, to me it's obvious that we can speculate and try to come up with our interpretations on what happened, what actually happened with these people, but all I can say is that it sure seems clear to me that these people had some kind of bizarre experience.
Unlike Roswell, where it came and went immediately, and then 30 years later, everybody's remembering it after Stanton Friedman locates one of the witnesses. There you had memories colored by 30 years of pop culture, the pollution of the Aztec New Mexico episode cited in the book Behind the Flying Saucers by Frank Scully. You had all that polluting everything, and it's been difficult over the years to get a good story. Here, the story came out right away, and you had the witnesses that you could trace what they said then to what they said now and get a better linear picture of the events.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see these witnesses, especially, you know, like the younger ones after they've grown, just to, like you said, to compare and see if they have come up with any new interpretations of their experiences. But it generally all comes back to they agree with their past selves on what they saw.
Brian, have you looked at all into any of the reports of possible UFO crashes?
A general overview. I mean, obviously the Roswell and the Blue Book stuff and, you know, the pop culture crash sites. Always, you know, read up on, but I have actually.
As someone with a skeptical bent, a general interest in the paranormal, let's talk about Roswell. Do you think something happened there?
Absolutely something happened there, but was it military or was it alien? That's my question. You know, one of the things growing up where I am, or where I grew up, is very close to Niagara Falls Air Force Base. So, you know, I would see a lot of weird things that you knew were from the Air Force base. And I'm sure it was even weirder then to people. But yeah, something definitely happened. Whether it was extraterrestrial or military, that I don't
know. Well, it could be none of the above.
True.
The thing that bothers me again about Roswell is the fact that the initial memories were retrieved 30 years later. Whereas with Virginia, it's immediate, almost immediate, that we know something has happened there. And that's a huge difference.
No, it is. And it's, you know, being able to actually talk to eyewitnesses, get their reaction, being able to actually study their reactions to their body language, their retelling of the stories. You know, you can learn a lot more, you can see a lot more, and you're right, it's much more fascinating.
Have you ever heard of this case?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, not about it, just, you know, God, I'm even embarrassed saying this, but the YouTube video version of it.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Yes, YouTube is such a mixed bag. You could produce anything on YouTube, unless you violate some very severe restrictions, you can just get anything on there and use it as something, which is good and bad. But getting back to Mothman, now obviously we have the newspaper accounts from 1920 that you've relabeled Mothman because of the similarities. The Mothman, the real Mothman, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Their point here is that the UFOs, the crash of the Silver Bridge and the sightings of this creature were separate incidents. What do you think caused Mothman?
Like I said, I think it could have been a deformed or a mutated crane or other large bird from the area. And then again, it could have been a flying cryptid. It could have been anything. But ironically, going back to the Jack the Ripper thing, think about it. Mothman is still such a pop culture icon because of the name given to it by a journalist. Thanks to the Batman TV series, Mothman was given a name that's...
The branding question. Yep. We'll talk about branding after we hear this branding with Brian, Gene, and Tim here in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released a so-called death note written by the gunman Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked as a supervisor before turning the gun on himself. The gun, by the way, purchased legally before the shooting on Tuesday night. Huawei and ZTE are no longer allowed to sell communications equipment in the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to approve the new rule. It's also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance equipment. $9.12 billion spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record, so says Adobe. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. Online at usaradio.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, there you go, the branding. So we had Flying Saucer, which was a branding that was rather questionable. We have Jack the Ripper, you know, with the British bent. Jack the Ripper, right? Of course, that sounds sensational. We have Mothman. I mean, wow. Look at Mothman. How much of paranormal phenomena is more or as much about the branding as it is about what might have happened?
Well, I think the branding is super important. Branding is incredibly important to the ones that break out into the mainstream. Without calling something Bigfoot, most people wouldn't know about what Bigfoot was. It was just Yeti or Sasquatch or Skunk Ape. Well, maybe Skunk Ape. But Bigfoot, the branding. Everybody on the street knows what Bigfoot is. Branding is important. But the events themselves would be known to the people that are interested in such things with or without the brand. Which is why, like you said, you'll talk about cases of things that most people would look at you like, I've never heard of that. Branding, but it's still interesting and fascinating to those who hear about it.
Talking about branding and pop culture, there's a cartoon on Netflix called Inside Job, and it jokes about the whole groups that are actually controlling the world, like the Illuminati, and the main characters in this cartoon are part of a group that's located in Washington, D.C. One of the characters is Mothman. Mothman works in this office environment at this place that attempts to control the world. And he identified himself once in an early episode, but whenever he pops up now, you just know that that's Mothman. He's got the red eyes and everything. So how about that?
Does he have an agent? Does he have good ratings?
Well, I don't know. Since he's animated, I don't know if that's a union scale or what.
Well, then, of course, it's the voiceover specialist who does the voice, if there is a voice.
Well, his voice, because in some episodes he's actually leading a therapist group, and so he's got, you know, like this very friendly, pleasant, you know, hi guys type of voice, leading the group to come out with whatever is problem, whatever is bothering them in their latest attempts to control the world.
I would put my trust in Law. That's all I'm saying right now. And I would swear my allegiance to Law.
But that just goes to show you, though, how prevalent a lot of this stuff has become in our daily lives. I mean, you know, most people probably have no idea who Mothman is, but if they're, you know, they're watching this cartoon, you know, there he is, red eyes and everything.
Well, I think a lot of what we think about Roswell came from pop culture more than the original event. Mothman, certainly. Certainly any of the things in UFO field, as soon as they're covered by the media, subject of a film, a documentary, that takes over.
You know, and I'll tell you another thing that helped take over something like Roswell is people my age, you know, just around 50 or a little bit under. You know, we were the first generation of people that were working overnight jobs while we were in school. You know, while we were in college, we were working night jobs at gas stations or stores or things. And what did we do? We all listened to Art Bell because it was the only thing on all night, every night. And it became ingrained in us. People of my generation that worked night jobs all listened to Art Bell. And that helped ingrain this into our mind.
The problem with Art Bell, of course, is that he would bring people on because they were entertaining, not so much that they had factual things to offer. I mean, they had one guy on one evening where he claimed to be the guy from The Doors. All right. Right? Okay. Jim Morrison from The Doors. And he had a voice that, if we factored the aging of several decades, might be Jim Morrison's. That he faked his death to get out of the rat race, whatever. Of course, it's just like Elvis is still alive. It's just like, what was the name of that film where they have somebody in an alternate reality who knows the Beatles songs and does them and becomes famous, and then towards the end of the film he meets someone who looks like a shorter version of John Lennon at the age of, what, 70 or something, had he lived?
Yeah. What? I want to hear a completely off-topic story about The Doors.
Please.
I was my late teens, early 20s. One of my first jobs, I was a guitar technician at a local theater for a concert venue. It's right when the Doors movie came out. So, of course, Genzerik, Densmore, and Krieger all went on separate tours to capitalize on the, you know, Doors albums all being in the charts again. Robbie Krieger is coming to the theater that I'm working at as the guitar technician. As a guitar player, of course, I'm always excited. Krieger comes into town, shows up early in the day, and we're just sitting around talking. And he says, "Hey, are there any really good guitar stores around here?" And I said, "Well, there's one. It's only a few miles away." So I take him to the store. And this is where the story gets so, you can't make this stuff up. We walk in, the Doors are the hit of the moment again, because of the movie. The guy working at the counter at the store is wearing a Doors t-shirt. We walk in, me, another guy who worked at the theater, and Robbie Krieger. Krieger says, "Hey, can I check out any of these guitars?" The guy's like, "Yeah, go ahead. Just let me know, we'll get it off the wall, plug it in." Krieger sits down and he's playing this one guitar, and it's just beautiful. And he's doing the, you know, flamenco guitar playing. Guy in the Doors shirt comes over, standing over us, looks at him and goes, "Dude, you're pretty good. Do you ever think of playing in a band?" Krieger looks up, totally stone-faced, and says, I just play for fun, you know, around the house. I leave. We leave the store. I said, I can't believe you were on his T-shirt, and he said that to you. And he turned to me and said, Brian, what you got to remember is Ray, John, and myself are musicians. Jim was a rock star. Even in the 60s, that would have happened. Jim was the rock star.
Wouldn't it have been nice, though, if he had actually played some licks from the Doors with this guy wearing the Doors T-shirt?
Yeah, like, you're on his shirt. Your face is on his shirt. And he asked if you've ever played in a band. Oh.
And therefore, we know that people are strange. You know, there was a story they told about Queen Elizabeth, where she and her bodyguard were out somewhere in a field. And she would get out among the people. She wasn't always protected by this large coterie of people, evidently. And these American tourists come up to her, and they say, do you know, they ask for directions to Buckingham Palace or something. And she gives them directions, and then they say, have you ever met the Queen? And she says, no, I haven't, but my bodyguard has. He can tell you stories. And then they leave. And this is just a very brief version of the story, and I'm sure their facts are somewhat wrong. But she says to her bodyguard, when they get home, imagine what will happen when they find out who they were talking to.
Yeah.
She was like that, but we never really saw that, unfortunately. We have Brian, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
By the way, we'll have the uncensored Brian Young this week on our After the Paracast podcast, available strictly to subscribers of the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus for more info. Right now, Brian is talking to us about a number of interests. We started off with the legend of Jack the Ripper, about a possible Mothman sighting from 1920, about his various interests in the paranormal. Amongst all those things, Brian, obviously a serial killer is not paranormal. Obviously, a strange creature can be something real, but misinterpreted, or something we didn't quite understand. Do you think there is any paranormal reality to anything, UFOs, etc.?
I'm going to give the answer now that your audience will hate. I have never seen anything that has made me believe. I'm fascinated by it. I also know people who I trust and would put my, you know, like I would put them in, you know, charge of my life, that swear they've had experiences. People that have never lied to me about anything, and why would they lie to me about this? And they swear they've had experiences. So I'm not going to say it's all BS, but I don't know. Do I want to believe that? I also don't know. I think part of me wants to be a believer. I would love tomorrow we find Bigfoot. I would love tomorrow if, you know, a UFO lands on my front lawn.
Do you really think you'd love to have a UFO land on your front lawn?
It depends on if the probe comes out or not.
Well, I'm thinking also about the cases where people get close to a UFO and become sick. Remember, yeah, in Virginia, when someone handled the creature, he got sick and he died.
I was a three-pack-a-day smoker for over 25 years. I've quit now, and I've been off cigarettes for years, but, you know, nothing's going to hurt me from a UFO.
Okay, because there are instances like the Crash Landrum case from 1980. Where UFO came close to this car, and everybody in the car suffered various degrees of illnesses over the coming years. So, again, can we just say UFOs are dangerous to your health? Wouldn't that be evidence of reality, a negative impact?
You would think, but it also could be evidence of where I live has one of the highest cancer rates in all of the world, because we carried a lot of nuclear waste here. You know, a lot of the stuff from the Manhattan Project was buried here. This is the area of Love Canal. So when a lot of people get sick with weird illnesses that other people don't get, doesn't necessarily mean it's paranormal.
But in your case, at night, do we see you glowing in the dark?
I hope not. I mean, that would make me like a dead Jedi or something, wouldn't it?
I still remember those fateful words as he stands in front of his son, whose hand has been severed with a lightsaber. I am your father.
Yeah, and I'd say, Dad, can I have the keys to the Death Star? If Darth was my dad, I'd be pretty proud. But no,
you think so?
I think there is a possibility for all of these paranormal things. Whether or not they're real, I don't know. I think all of them, there's a possibility. I've just not seen the evidence. I will not debunk it like a lot of people will and say it's all garbage. And I will call out the frauds and the fake psychics and the phony mediums, and I love exposing those as fakes and frauds. That doesn't mean it's all fake and fraud. So you got to have an open mind in this field.
Let me ask you about that. Fake mediums. Now, we assume when they're giving a reading, oh, your dead mother wants this, they either did some research or use your body language to do a cold reading. Is that most of it?
Yes. It's very obvious when it's done, too, because it's usually so nonspecific. And I don't even mind when it's clearly done for entertainment purposes only. But I also, you know, for those who are into the unusual and the paranormal and the ghosts and the spiritualism, you know, I don't live too far from Lilydale. So I've grown up hearing that my whole life, too. So do I believe there are psychics? I don't think there's ever been any proof of one.
Specifically, what kind of evidence must a presumed or alleged psychic produce to make you believe that there's a possibility here?
I would want them to be able to replicate what they claim they can do in a completely controlled environment, not controlled to the point where some guys in the lab coat say we've controlled it because we've seen how you can fool them too. But you've got to have experts from not only the fields of science and magic, but also from other fraud, psychics, and people. You need a group that can totally make sure that there's no manipulation. And if they can repeat to a good enough level over and over and over again, just prove it to me. No one's ever been able to do that. People have passed tests, but they weren't completely controlled. And I've seen where they weren't controlled. And I've seen people say, well, this is how they did it. I can be convinced if you show me the proof. If you do it in a completely controlled environment with repeated results that are positive, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
But it's not your job to disprove it. It's their job to prove it.
Exactly.
You know, you can't prove a negative, but they can certainly prove a positive if they have the powers and abilities far and beyond those of mortal men. I don't know if you remember what TV show that came from.
I don't. You stumped me.
That's what I'm here for. We are here to stump skeptics. Wow. Far out. The Adventures of Superman.
Ah, George Reeves Superman. Okay.
He, I think, was such a perfect actor for, not a great actor, but he had the twinkle in his eye. And the only other actor, I'm not talking about Christopher Reeve, the only other actor who can kind of do that is the guy who plays him currently, Tyler Hoechlin on Superman and Lois. He has that twinkle in his eye. I think he has the vibe. Christopher Reeve was too extreme between Clark Kent and Superman. Anyway, Brian Young, tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do. Do you have a site or someplace they can go to dig it up?
Well, you can check out my podcast, Transatlantic History Ramblings, available on all podcast platforms. Like I said, my book that came out last year on the history of professional wrestling, The Wrestlers, Masters of the Craft of Professional Wrestling, you can pick that up at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or right through ECW Press, my publisher. Those are probably the best ways to reach out. Reach out to Transatlantic History Ramblings, an international history podcast hosted by myself in the U.S. of A. and the great Lauren Davies in Swansea, Wales, U.K.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, while Twitter is still there and you never know. You'll find us on Facebook if you look for the Paracast Fan Club or the Paracast Group. Check out branded merchandise, real branded merchandise. Go to theparacast.shop for the T-shirts and all the good stuff, good quality. And check out the Paracast Plus. The site is theparacast.plus. Just sign up in seconds. We feature the After the Paracast podcast, Uncensored, Unpredictable. And Brian's going to be back on that one. By the way, we also give you this show free of the network ads for a low subscription rate. Go to theparacast.plus, use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to save 20% on lifetime and 5-year subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Brian Young, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, my pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.